This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. An air quality alert for wildfire smoke has been issued for our area. Thick smoke from western wildfires will continue over northeast Wyoming, and although those with respiratory issues are most susceptible to health impacts today, the Department of Health also advises that everyone should avoid prolonged exposure to poor air quality conditions. The Campbell County Public Library Board reminded residents that proper channels must be followed with regard to challenging books in the library. County commissioners and the library board held a special meeting this past Thursday. No public comment was allowed. However, the meeting was still well attended. The meeting was just the latest in the controversy of the library's inclusion and promotion of the availability of LGBTQ material to teens. Conversations around those book choices and the scheduling of a transgender performer have been heated and contentious. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. An air quality alert for wildfire smoke has been issued for our area. Thick smoke from western wildfires will continue over northeast Wyoming throughout the day. And although those with respiratory issues are the most susceptible to health impacts, the Department of Health also advises that everyone should avoid prolonged exposure to poor air quality conditions. COVID-19 cases are surging and hospitalizations are rising in Campbell County as vaccination rates continue to trail nearly every other county in Wyoming, which is worrisome to Campbell County health officials as the school year is about to begin. More parents have been contacting clinics to make appointments to have their kids vaccinated. The majority of the infections being seen in the county at present are among the unvaccinated. You can call 307-682-7275 to schedule a vaccination appointment. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.